Welcome to another edition of the Volunteer State. I'm Blake Tutmeyer alongside John Adams of the Knoxville News Sentinel. John, the 2021 recruiting class for Tennessee is really filling up. It's almost overfilling. Although recruiting never stops, you're always looking to improve your standing. But Tennessee has its quarterback commit in the 2021 class in Caden Salter. And now I think a lot of eyes turn toward 2022, especially at the quarterback position. I think oftentimes we make too much of any individual recruit in a signing class. I mean, if one three-star decommits and is replaced by another three-star, or if you lose one four-star and he's replaced by a three-star, I don't think that's that big of a deal. But I think the exception to that is the quarterback position. Pretty much every recruiting class, you need to sign a good quarterback, I think, when you're playing at the level of the SEC. And Tennessee is in the mix for one of the best quarterbacks in the 2022 class in Ty Simpson. He's an in-state guy out of Westview High School. John, do you think he's the number two rated dual-threat quarterback in the country in the 24/7 sports composite? Do you think Ty Simpson would be the most important recruit that Tennessee has landed during the Pruitt era, or would that be an overstatement?
It certainly would be significant because of his ranking. Harrison Bailey wasn't even as rated as highly, and he was from Marietta, Georgia. I mean, that was a great get for Tennessee, but this guy being high, even higher rated, I wonder if it makes it more important, I think, because he's in state. I think anytime you can get in on these kind of quarterbacks, it's really significant. And it's kind of puzzling to me that Tennessee can keep doing that because it hasn't had the kind of success on the field that you would think would attract that kind of QB. Hasn't had a series of quarterbacks moving on to the NFL on a regular basis. I mean, Joshua Dobbs is on the team in the NFL. He's with the Steelers now, but he's never become a regular first-team quarterback. So it speaks well of Tennessee's recruiting that it can kind of get these guys. And if it keeps moving up the ladder and now's in the running for a number two quarterback, wherever he's from, I think that's really significant.
Yeah, you look at the way Tennessee has recruited under Pruitt, and it wasn't that long ago on this podcast, last fall, we talked about how Jeremy Pruitt's recruiting of the quarterback position, not just his recruiting, but his staff's recruiting the quarterback position, had to elevate for this to be a successful 10-year long term. His first two signing classes, he signed three-star prospects JT Shrout and Brian Maurer. But since then, he's now signed four-star quarterback Harrison Bailey, a freshman on this year's team, got a commitment from four-star quarterback Caden Salter, and now is in the running for the guy we're talking about, Ty Simpson, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the nation. And you mentioned, why exactly is Tennessee suddenly in the running for this? I mean, you know, they hired Jim Chaney. Jim Chaney's always been seen as a guy who develops quarterbacks pretty well. But, you know, we were talking off air as we prepared for this podcast, John. It's been a long time since Jim Chaney has coached Drew Brees. That was a point you made. You know, I mean, so it's like, is it really the addition of Jim Chaney, or do you think it's possibly something else that could be helping Tennessee make better inroads in quarterback recruiting?
It tells me that Tennessee, not just Jeremy Pruitt, but its entire staff, has really been able to sell a vision that this program is going to be big time. It's going to contend for championships, and you can be a part of that. Easy to say that, not so easy to do it, but recruits seem to be buying that. And every quarterback in the country can't go to Oklahoma. Let's face it, with Oklahoma's track record for quarterbacks, you know a couple things. You'll go there, you'll compete for national championship, you'll compete for the Heisman Trophy, and you'll be a first or second round draft pick under Lincoln Riley. That's pretty much a given. But to me, Tennessee doesn't have this exotic offense that's averaging 40 points a game. It's not attractive from that standpoint. I think Tennessee and Jim Chaney in particular must be selling it as we'll get you ready for the NFL.
Well, and something else, though, we've talked about before in terms of recruiting quarterbacks, you know, for a lot of positions, it's the opportunity to play early, or it's the type of system you run, or do you connect with the coaches? But one thing we've talked about on this podcast, John, the quarterback position more so than any other, those guys might tend to look at who else you're recruiting. Like, who else am I going to be playing with if I go to this school? And when I think about reasons why maybe Tennessee seems to be recruiting the quarterback position a little bit better recently, you know, Tennessee is starting to just, I think, make some headway in just recruiting better players overall. You know, we've seen this 2021 class that Tennessee is assembling. It's not ranked as high as what it once was whenever the Vols had way more commitments than anybody else in the country. But still, it has weathered the challengers pretty well and has maintained a really strong ranking. I think right now it's number six in the 24/7 composite. So not as high as it once was, but still, Tennessee's tracking toward a top 10 class here. And, you know, I think there's some thought, okay, if they can continue that forward based on the momentum they've been building in recruiting, no, they're not bringing in number one ranked classes, but point being, they're bringing in some pretty darn good classes. And so I think that makes it a little more attractive maybe for quarterbacks than in the first couple classes that Tennessee recruited, where, you know, I think it was taking a little bit of time, as often happens with a new coach, to show what you can do in terms of bringing in high-level talent across the board, not just at the quarterback position.
Well, you look what Jeremy Pruitt's done with the offensive line. Perhaps you can understand better that he would be able to recruit high-profile defensive guys. That's what his background is, as a defensive coordinator for national championship programs at Florida State, then at Alabama. He also was at Georgia, and it's consistently good program. But he's been able to recruit offensive linemen. Again, it's not as though they have this offensive line guru that everybody talks about, but they're recruiting really good offensive linemen. Across the board now, you look at Tennessee in this class, some freshman wide receivers that are very promising. So it gets back to Tennessee's doing a great job of recruiting overall. And I think if you're a quarterback, that certainly should impress you. To me, Tennessee now is a top 10 program in recruiting. Finished 10th last year in the 24/7 sports composite. It has dropped some this year, but it still looks like to me it'll finish in the right around the top 10. I mean, it could finish anywhere from, I guess, 12 to 5. So I think that's encouraging for quarterbacks. Another factor is, I don't know how many guys think like this, but nobody's really done it at Tennessee. No quarterback has really done it at Tennessee. You go to Oklahoma, and you're just another guy in an assembly line of Heisman Trophy quarterbacks. Now, to me, that's a great draw. It's assurance. But some guys, you got to have a lot of confidence to play quarterback. These guys think, well, I'm the best it's ever been. So I want to go somewhere where I will make a name for myself and make a name for my program. I won't just be another product of Lincoln Riley's expertise, a quarterback because of a system or because of a great coach. I don't think that's the best reasoning, but I still think some guys might think that way. Why did Sam Howell go to North Carolina? One of the top quarterbacks in the country this year. He's only a sophomore. He signed with North Carolina when it was mediocre.
Sure, and you can make that case for Tennessee. You can come to Tennessee and be the best quarterback in more than 20 years. You know, you can be the best quarterback since Peyton Manning. You sign with Oklahoma, you know, you can be the best quarterback since the guy just left a year ago, you know, and the opportunity to play too. You know, we talk about a lot of these quarterbacks, these highly ranked quarterbacks are so confident that they think they're going to step in and play day one regardless. But I do think, you know, Tennessee's inconsistencies and struggles of the quarterback position in recent years, that can work two ways. One, it can work against you and say, well, boy, they've had some problems at that position. Do I really want to play there? But it can work the other way, too, of, Well, I thought I'd walk in as be the starter on day one before, but you know, now even more so, you look at what's going on in that position. I can beat out all these guys. And so you could use that as your advantage. And I think too, Jeremy Pruitt has shown, and a lot of coaches in this day and age do this, but Pruitt especially has shown he'll play freshmen. He'll play true freshmen. You know, he started Brian Maurer several games last year as a true freshman quarterback. So he's not going to shy away at all from playing you in year one if he thinks he can help you win. And I do think more and more coaches are going that way, but certainly at Tennessee, I think that's the case.
Do you think, Blake, that we give recruits too much credit for their research? I mean, do they look at, let's just say, Florida with Dan Mullen? You could safely say that he's made all his quarterbacks better. And maybe we give these we think these recruits are analyzing this more than they really are. What do you think? Do you think they're really putting that much study into this?
I think it's possible at a lot of positions that we probably do do more research and think about it more than what a 17-year-old kid's making his decision on. I mean, I've always said it's so hard to predict how kids are going to commit in recruiting, because a guy literally might commit based on they think, well, these guys got the coolest wide receiver gloves. You know, no other program's got wide receiver gloves that look that cool. I mean, it could be something as small as that that makes a guy commit to a school. Or they really like the position coach and he's there one day and gone the next. So I do think, you know, at certain positions, guys make decisions for so many reasons. But I do think, like you said, quarterbacks, by the nature of the position, it's a very cerebral position. And, you know, it's all about being prepared. It's all about doing your homework. You really can't be a good quarterback. You can't be an elite quarterback without doing that. And so I think at that position especially, it encourages guys to put in their research on that. And, you know, one thing I wonder about too, John, I don't know, again, maybe this is just us overthinking it, but, you know, you can look at Tennessee's coaching staff now, and yeah, it's been a long time since Jim Chaney coached Drew Brees, but Jim Chaney has coached a lot of guys that have gone on to the NFL. But then beyond that, you look at the staff and you have Chris Winkie, former high-level college quarterback at Florida State, and you have T. Martin, national championship-winning quarterback for Tennessee. And so you've got guys that have done it at the highest level. I mean, Martin isn't even coaching quarterbacks, but he's still, you know, another guy you can say, hey, this is a resource we have for you on the staff. He can tell you what it's like to be quarterback at Tennessee. Here's Chris Winkie. You know, here's a guy that played quarterback at a Heisman Trophy level. And then here's Jim Chaney, a guy who has developed a lot of quarterbacks. So really, you know, you can try to start lining up the guys here and say, we got a resource for you, you know, really at every way. I don't know, maybe that's making too much of it, but I don't think it hurts, I guess, that Tennessee has, you know, an extra guy that's played quarterback tooling around on its staff.
While we were discussing Tennessee, I thought about Georgia. Kirby Smart, he's a defensive-minded coach. He's had different offensive coordinator, has a new one in Todd Monken this year, guy with an NFL background. But look at whom he's recruited. He goes Jake Fromm. Well, no, go back farther. He goes Jacob Eason, Jake Fromm, Justin Fields. And he gets Jamie Newman to transfer from Wake Forest. He's supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He ended up opting out. JT Daniels, who was one of the highest rated quarterbacks in the country when he came out of high school, transferred from Southern Cal. He's got DeJuan Mathis and Carson Beck, a true freshman. Why is Georgia recruiting so many great quarterbacks? I mean, they've changed coordinators. I look at that staff and so maybe this whole theory isn't that much of a factor.
It could be. Another thing that I think is interesting, John, with these recent Tennessee quarterbacks, and to be clear, Ty Simpson is on the market. He's not committed to Tennessee. Clemson is in heavily on Ty Simpson. And, you know, I think he just as easily could end up there or Tennessee, or he has an offer from every SEC school. I mean, everybody wants this guy. Now, Tennessee, I think, is legitimately in the running for him, but certainly doesn't mean he's going to wind up at Tennessee. But you look at it, and I think Jeremy Pruitt has very much established that he wants to run a pro-style offense. I think everything we've seen from him, I think the way Jim Chaney has coached in offenses in recent years, I know you can look back in Jim Chaney's past and find that he's coached offense every which different way, really. But in recent years, he's coached pro-style offenses with pro-style quarterbacks. Jeremy Pruitt's made very clear that's sort of the offense he prefers. But then you've got who they've recruited. Caden Salter's considered a dual-threat guy. Ty Simpson is at his best, admittedly. He'll self-admit he's at his best when he's on the run. I mean, this is a guy that loves getting out of the pocket and pirouetting and you know, extending plays. And he said recently on a radio interview on WNML's The Nation that he wants to improve as a pocket passer, stepping up, you know, taking a hit, throwing downfield. So I think it's interesting that as much as Pruitt is a pro-style guy and as much as Jim Chaney's been that way in recent years, they've got a commitment in Caden Salter, a dual threat, and they're in heavily on a dual threat in Ty Simpson. But, you know, I suppose that when it comes to the quarterback position, I think you really got to just go get the best guy you can, whether he's a dual threat, whether he's more natural pocket passer, you go get the most talented guy possible, I'd say.
I prefer a dual threat quarterback. The idea of having a quarterback that can run when necessary, you saw it in the college football playoff. Trevor Lawrence of Clemson just won that game against Ohio State with a long touchdown run. That's what I want. He's considered a pro-style quarterback, but he can also run. That's a really good point you make. These guys that come along as dual threat guys, they don't want to be thought of as a runner. I mean, there's a difference in being a running quarterback and a quarterback who can throw on the run. But they think this makes them a more complete quarterback if they work out of the pocket. However, when you started this conversation, a pro-style offense, what's a pro-style offense now is much different from what a pro-style offense was 10 years ago. I watched New England's game. Its quarterback's Cam Newton, who's probably one of the hardest guys to tackle in football. I don't think you can get through an entire season doing that, but he's 6'6", 250 pounds. He's hard to tackle. That's not what you used to think of being a pro-style offense. You look at these other guys like Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield. All these guys are changing what a pro-style offense. Pro-style offenses now are use the read option some. They just let a quarterback move around, improvise more. I don't know. You say, well, I want to get ready for the NFL. I'm going to Oklahoma. They get you ready for the NFL. I mean, or Clemson, Deshaun Watson, now Trevor Lawrence. But I think I can see that reasoning on a quarterback's part. If he's known as a guy, he's in a spread offense, he's always in the shotgun. And now you come to Tennessee and you take some snaps under center. You're expected to read the defense, go through your progressions and make a play. I could see where that would make Tennessee appealing. Maybe that's the same reason Georgia is appealing, because that's kind of what Georgia does. It's kind of what Alabama does.
It's a good point. But I think Georgia and Alabama also touch on the, you know, these are programs that are recruiting top three level classes. And so that goes back to our earlier point of, you know, if you go there, you're going to play with some of the most elite athletes in the country. And it goes back to quarterbacks wanting to be surrounded by talents that they can use at their disposal and better help their own stock. So I think that probably goes into Alabama and Georgia's recruiting as well, is just how well they're recruiting across the board.
Yes, and getting back to a point you made earlier, it seems to be no factor with these guys about, well, I'm going to have to sit behind so-and-so. They think just the opposite. They think, well, I'll beat that guy out. Jake Fromm beat out Jacob Eason when he went to Georgia as a freshman. You know, they just see these guys that can come in there as first year guys and win the job, and they think they're the best thing going. There's never been a me, so here here we go. And so I think that that supreme confidence, that doesn't scare any of these guys off. Look at Salter. I mean, he commits to Tennessee. Harrison Bailey, an acclaimed high school recruit. You might think, well, I don't know if I could beat that guy out. He's going to be a year ahead of me. I don't think they care. They just think, well, I'll beat him out.
Even if Tennessee gets the commitment from Ty Simpson, and again, it could be Tennessee, it could be Clemson, it could be someone else. But even if they get that commitment, I think that would cement for me that Jeremy Pruitt and this staff are recruiting at a much higher level at quarterback. They're recruiting at the level they need to be recruiting to have a long, successful tenure. However, there's still the second part of that equation. You don't just have to recruit highly ranked quarterbacks. You then have to develop those quarterback recruits. And we're still waiting to see that from Pruitt and this staff. You look from the guys they've signed so far, and JT Stroud and Brian Maurer, and now Harrison Bailey. Harrison Bailey, of course, had the disadvantage of not having spring practice because of the pandemic, was in quarantine in early preseason. But I want to see throughout the course, I mean, Jarrett Garantano, the guy that Jeremy Pruitt didn't recruit and inherited, despite all of his inconsistencies and problems over the years, still they haven't recruited and developed a guy that has yet replaced Garantano as Tennessee's starting quarterback. So I think we still need to see, even if Tennessee's recruiting at a high level of quarterback, you know, let's see one of these guys on the field. Let's see a Jeremy Pruitt recruit at quarterback on the field. And I'll be curious to see how much we see of that this season, because, you know, right now, Garantano is still the guy that they trust the most. I'm not saying that you shouldn't play a guy just because he's your recruit over another guy. If they think Garantano's the guy they can win with, then absolutely play him. I'm just curious to see these first three quarterbacks that he signed. Is one of them going to develop into something?
Do you think a high-profile quarterback recruit would find Tennessee more appealing if Harrison Bailey won the starting job as a true freshman against all odds?
I don't know. It probably depends what your mentality is, I guess. If you're someone that wants to go somewhere where you think the job is mine, look at this quarterback room, I'm going to walk in there and going to have no problems taking this, then it might give you some pause to think a freshman Harrison Bailey has the job. Well, he's going to be the quarterback again next year, right? But as you said, so many of these guys don't think that way, and they could see it more as, well, if a true freshman won the job this year, looks like I'll be the true freshman winning the job next year, you know? So I think it could work either way. It probably depends on the personality of the quarterback. So.
Another factor in future quarterback recruiting to me would be the NCAA proposal, a rule that would allow for one-time transfers with no penalty. We thought that might happen this year. For some reason, maybe nothing more than the fact that the NCAA likes to move at a glacier-like pace, doesn't want to do anything too quickly. But I think next year we will see this.
All right, John, we'll continue to monitor Ty Simpson. He's going to be the biggest name recruit to follow when it comes to Tennessee's 2022 recruiting prospects. And it's not, you know, if people are thinking, well, isn't it a little early to be talking about in 2022? It's not. I mean, you know, Harrison Bailey was in the boat early. He recruited, I think, over a year before signing day. So it's kind of prime time for 2022 recruiting. We're almost closing the book on 2021 recruiting at this point.
Well, Tennessee's already got, 26 commitments for 21? So, yeah, I think most fans are looking ahead to 2022, and Ty Simpson's a good guy to look forward to.
All right, John, we'll talk about it more down the road. For now, thanks for listening to this edition of the Volunteer State.